Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Bachelorette Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
My love language is gift giving, but I'm so excited that we are going to spend some quality time here tonight talking about The Bachelorette.
Exactly. That was such a, like, straight out of Bachelorette bios that they finally created a date, like, right from there. Scraping the bottom of the barrel, I think, for what they can come up with in quarantine, but aren't we all?
Except you, who, like, actually did send me, like, a wonderful gift I received this week for my wedding. It was a set of 4 wine glasses, perfectly sized, by the way. Those are our favorite size of wine glasses. All bachelor themed. One said, "My husband is in this room." One said, "Here for the right Riesling." One said, "Do you extend this rosé?" And the other one was the most the most dramatic wedding season of all time. I screamed and cried when I saw them.
I'm glad you like them. They're definitely more Haley themed wedding present, which, you know, sorry, Ethan. But he's gotten on board with Bachelorette, so.
Exactly. No, he was excited about them.
Good.
Because the first one he saw was the husband is in the room one, and he was like, "What is this about?" And then he saw the other ones. He's like, "Oh, I get it. They're Bachelor."
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So he got there eventually.
Yeah. Nice. Well, I'm glad you like them. Yes. It's a 9-ounce glass, right? Is that the right size? Yeah.
They're just like, but some of it's a perfect size, and we keep breaking our other ones, so hopefully we will not break these ones. Actually, the cat keeps breaking them. He jumps up on the table and he knocks them over.
He is quite the climber. You can see on your Instagram story.
He sure is.
Does he go outdoors at all?
When he escapes, he does.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, sometimes we'll bring him out on his leash.
Yeah.
Today I was gonna bring him out on his leash. But as I was getting the leash, he managed to open the door and get out and run. Which wouldn't be so bad, but he runs to the street.
Yeah.
And sometimes he'll just, like, lay right in the middle of it.
Yeah, that was always the most terrifying thing for me. Like, my dogs would get out at any point. Or a leash break or something. But yeah. I have been stuck inside for the past 2 days because we have a legit blizzard.
What?
Like, it's winter here. Like, I have no more fall. Yes. Because week I was trying to go to a pizza farm and I'm like, well, I'll just wait till next Wednesday because the weather was a little too windy. Now, like, it snowed and the snow stayed and we got like 7 inches of snow and I'm really depressed. I haven't even stepped outside tonight because I was just protesting.
My God.
It's way too early. And it's just like ultra depressing in quarantine to be like, oh, okay. So now, like, just typical outdoor things that I thought we'd have another month of doing are maybe not going to happen.
What a sin. I'm so sad.
Yes. So at least we have our television. It's like March all over again. Yeah.
Listen, Ethan and I have a great schedule of television going on. Mondays we watch Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, he's into that now too.
He's very much into Dancing with the Stars. Like you would think he'd seen a dance before. He's like, oh yeah, toes not pointed. Like, what was she thinking? I'm like, Ethan, can you do this? And then The Bachelorette on Tuesdays, of course. And Wednesdays we watch The Amazing Race. Thursdays we watch Taskmaster, which is my favorite show. There's a new season on right now, and it's really great because the new episodes air in the UK at 8 p.m. I think it's 8 p.m. 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. their time. And then they'll, like, as soon as it's over, they'll put them up on the official YouTube channel. So it's super easy to watch.
Oh, wow.
Like, right away. Nice. So we can watch that night. And then Friday, we watch Great British Bake Off.
Well, that is a good schedule. I feel like Wednesdays are, like, the stacked one for me because I haven't even, like, I gave up watching Big Brother. I'm just listening to the recap still. And then, but normally I was watching that. Then I watched Married at First Sight, which is on Wednesdays, and Masked Singer. So, and then I am going to watch Amazing Race. I just have it on my DVR. So there's a lot going on that night. Yeah. And then I don't know, like it's thrown me a little bit to have Bachelorette on Tuesdays.
Yeah, because it feels like it's Tuesday today when we're podcasting.
Right.
It's actually Wednesday. So we've got, you know, we got less week going on after us.
Yeah. I'm one episode behind on Dancing with the Stars, but how are you liking it?
I'm truly obsessed. I am loving this season. There's right now we're at a point where I think everyone is at least decent, where I felt last season, Sean Spicer lasted way too long. And every week it was like, come on guys, like, let's get rid of this dude.
Right.
But this season it's like, since, Carol Baskin left, it's been very much like, I don't know who's going home.
Right. Right. That's true. Yeah, I like the cast and I thought they did well with what they can do for also quarantine times and not having people in the audience. So yeah, that is fun to watch Caitlin.
Good.
Yeah. I'm really
She's
liking,
been great.
Yeah, I like Justina a lot too.
Oh, I love her. I'm loving Johnny and Brittany. That's my favorite duo. Mm-hmm. I really like Jeannie too. I think she's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nellie, I love Nellie.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a terrible dancer. He's a shockingly bad dancer.
Yeah. And Neve is a surprisingly good dancer.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he had a background in it, but yes.
This is our Dancing with the Stars podcast. Yeah.
Well, it's like we never usually we might watch, but now it's like, what else do we have to watch? And we actually get into it.
Yeah. Like, I truly look forward to my Monday nights where I watch Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm. There has been some Bachelor news, some happy, some really shocking and sad, at least
for us.
Let's
start with the happy.
Okay, let's start with the happy. We forgot to mention it last week, but Leslie Murphy is pregnant.
Yeah, good for her. She's one of my favorite Bachelor contestants. Her and her drone pilot fiancé are expecting a baby girl, so I'm happy for them.
Mm-hmm. And then the one that everyone was shocked by, we got some tweets
F-2020. It broke like probably 15 minutes after we stopped recording, honestly.
Oh, seriously. Ashley and JP.
They're done.
Splitting up.
Yeah.
That doesn't even seem real. Like that would have been, I mean, I think Sean and Catherine would have been more shocking, but they would probably be next on my list to be shocked by. Splitting up, and that they just kind of said their differences have become more clear over the, you know, there's not one person to blame. They both had Instagram announcements about it, so definitely very sad about that. Remember they were on the goat episode, and we were kind of they seem kind of off, but it was just seemed like quarantine parenting stress or something. But now I'm I kind of want to go back and watch it, but I kind of don't because it just looked like they did not look happy. It seemed awkward.
Yeah, that's tough. I'm sad.
Yeah.
I wish them both peace and love in their future endeavors.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we have this episode 2. Now, last week I talked about how I thought that the show did a really good job of like making me not miss the Bachelor Mansion and making the set look like I wasn't distracted by it really at all. And how did you feel this week?
This week
I felt like, whoa, steep drop off. This is Bachelor in Quarantine here with dates that seem like they were just like thrown at a high school gym or something.
Yeah, our first group date, we alluded to, it was a love language date. They basically just, it's like La Quinta Resort has this like cabaret stage that obviously is not in use right now. So they're like, let's put the date in there.
And I know it's like 110 degrees, which is probably why this wasn't outdoors, but like this date didn't need to be in a dark room. It didn't seem like otherwise.
It was so dark and like didn't inspire any joy for me.
Yeah. And it seemed odd to like, usually there's like some other kind of host. And so I think normally I'm like, oh, you don't need those hosts. Like there's just these random guest stars, but I felt like you did kind of need them because now it was like Claire directing the guys. And it was kind of a weird dynamic. Chris was there too, but it just seemed like in all of these, especially the first two dates, she was just guiding it. So that seemed weird to me. Like, okay, then we're going to do this. And I guess Chris was a little more on the love language one. And it was edited really weird, too. Like, when they started running through the resort. But we didn't know why.
They're really not hiding the Dale thing at all. Like, they're trying to make it even seem worse than it is. So, in the previews, and we know better than to take the previews at face
Most
value.
Of the time.
We saw these guys, like, running around and, like, shouting, Dale, Dale! Like, they're gonna fight him, or, like, he was doing something wrong, yeah. Or he was hiding or something. And that was not the case. Like, I don't even know where they spliced it from. Like, it was weird.
Right. It looked like they were gonna have this mass exodus of people tonight, and that didn't happen. They start out the love languages. They did not do any acts of service that I could tell. That was the one that they didn't really touch on. Quality time was sort of just like thrown in as like, oh, that's the cocktail hour later. But the first one they had to do was words of affirmation. She was perched on like a Romeo Juliet type fake castle, looking out her window. And then they had to profess their love for her on the first date in front of everyone else.
Honestly, I just kind of tuned out for this because like they don't know this woman particularly well. So it's hard for me to suspend the disbelief that mm-hmm. they are willing to be like, here's how I feel about you, person I met 12 and a half hours ago.
Right. You said you tuned it out. I'm trying to think of anyone like, obviously she loved what Dale said. Didn't really matter what he said. She was going to like it.
He could have been like, F you, B. And she would have been like, oh, how wonderful.
Exactly. Some of them were doing like poetry. Some were, I think, a little more just realistic. Like I'm talking more about the process and that they're open-minded or something like that. Not their love for her. That they're open to it. I think that's probably the right approach to not creep her out, you know, early on. And I think if you're not Dale and you start professing your love, she's going to be creeped out.
You're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm. So then when they do the physical touch, how uncomfortable did this make you?
Like truly, madly, deeply.
Yeah. Blindfolded and they have to just physically touch each other. And then all the guys notice that it was a little bit different with her and Dale. I was kind of surprised that no one really went in for a kiss.
Mel Gottserv texted me today with like a conspiracy theory that even though they are in like quarantine and they're in a bubble or whatever, that there are still some like restrictions of what they can physically do. So she was wondering that like, hey, like, are they just not allowed to kiss? Like, because she also had a hard time believing that nobody would just choose, like nobody would choose to kiss.
Haven't we had dates like that before where it's like a kissing contest?
Yeah, I think so.
I think even maybe further back, but I think even on one of the greatest of all time episodes, we saw something like that. So That is strange, but I mean, she does kiss them, just not like in a row, you know?
Yeah.
She did kiss more people because I was like thinking, like, is it just going to be Dale after night one? But yeah, that's interesting. Or it's kind of like the first guy goes and sets the tone, like, okay, I'm touching the arm, touching, you know, whatever, giving a hug. Were you surprised that Claire seemed to like know who they were, or do you think she was just saying that?
You think she was just saying that? It seemed a little suspect to me, like, oh, I know who this is. And then she would be like, oh, I thought I knew who this is. Maybe I don't. And it's like,
Right. And she never said the name of who it was.
Yeah, exactly.
It would have been hilarious if she's like, oh, this is Dale, I can tell, and it wasn't, or something.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was like, I wonder if this is going to happen.
I was rooting for that. So then we see the guys running across the resort. And one thing that stood out to me is, like, it seems like, and we see it on this group date later on too, but just the way the guys were reacting, seeing everyone, the other guys who weren't on this date, it seems like they all really get along and they're just kind of like lighthearted about the whole thing. Do you think that's a quarantine effect? Like, hey, we get to like hang out with a big group of people. And if
yeah,
we were back home, we'd be stuck in our homes.
I think that probably is part of it. And just like, because they're just so out of it, and like, so I feel like they're probably not even able to talk to their producers as much as usual.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's just,
yeah, because I think the producers are all still masked and everything, and
yeah,
so they're just like on vacation at this point, like much more than I think if they were all, plus they've got their, it seems like maybe they have one roommate, but they're not like in one like cramped space with bunk beds. Like, they can sort of like get a good night's sleep at the end of the night, hopefully, and then it just seems like they're kind of just on vacation. And the other thing that stood out to me when they were filming the guys getting the group date card, they were like, this is Chateau Bennet, and Bennet was giving them a tour, and then we had that segment at the end, so it seems like they gave Bennet like a suite or like a villa the size of Claire's to make the other guys jealous or something. Like, they're even filming the segments.
We have a question about that.
Okay. Cause do you have it ready? Cause I could talk about it now, but it seems
let me pull it up.
They wanted to set something up or something, and, but they just get along, so it didn't really cause any drama.
Will Holston.
Okay.
Did Bennet pay for his own room upgrade?
That could be too. Like,
I don't hate this theory.
Like, yes, I need to have a fireplace, make that too. Because in the end it was Damar in there with him, and he was like, this is five times the size of my bathroom, but they weren't mad about it, so maybe if he did cover it.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was like, I don't hate this theory.
And some of the producers are like, hey, your living area is larger than where we were gonna film, so can we go in here? My other thought is that they were like, wanted Bennet to be the villain, and they could be like, wait, why does he get this? And just set up, like, why doesn't he have a roommate? Why is, you know,
yeah,
but it's because they like him, it didn't like pan out that way. So it's just kind of like a joke. But yeah, that was odd. So then the guys are running around. So presumably Chris Harrison told them, okay, the next love language is gifts. So go, you have, you know, 10 minutes. Go find a gift, put together a gift for Claire or whatever. Maybe they had a little more. Look, they were doing a little bit of craft work and stuff. Mm-hmm. But what could they come up with? Like, were they told about this before they came? Did they have
I don't think so. I think it was like rummage through your stuff. And that's why we had some pretty sad gifts. So
yeah, what stood out to you?
Ivan gave Claire the queen from his chessboard, and he's keeping the king. I thought that was like fine sentiment, like the message behind it was fine, but I think mm-hmm. it's a shit gift. Like, I would throw that out.
Yeah.
Like,
plus now he can't play chess now in his room, like by himself, like he used to.
Exactly.
It seemed like a night one gift. Like he could have, that would have been good out of the limo, I think. Like, hey, like, I'm going to treat you like a queen or something,
yeah,
and give a little taste of like what he's into. Yeah, that wasn't the worst one for sure.
Ben gave Claire his favorite t-shirt, which is, I think he I don't remember his favorite it was just a t-shirt. Right. The EW recap just calls this one guy Fartbox, so I don't remember his name. A box filled with smaller boxes. I do love that. That's Zach. Is hilarious.
That's the one that gave he's the one that had the worst gift on the coming on the limo.
He actually went proof.
Yeah.
It was only up from here. Zach gave Claire a book.
Oh.
And Dale presents Claire with perfume for her dogs.
Yeah. So that made me think, like, did he, you know, like a lot of times we see that they do bring gifts for like mini dates or to, like, later on. Do you think that was something like that he was going to hold off on? It's not like super sentimental or anything. Like,
yeah, I think maybe it was like going to be like, oh, here you go.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you give Ethan if you had to like rummage from something out of a suitcase, or you had like 5 minutes to come up with something and limited resources?
Like a Mickey of rum.
Mm, that's pretty good.
A deck of cards.
Yeah.
All written with a special message or something.
Ooh, that'd be good. That's like the post-it notes that Connor left for. Yeah. So then they had quality time after that, and it was just the cocktail party, basically, except they're outdoors, kind of typical group date fashion. But it did not kick off the way a typical group date did, and Claire got really upset. Like, okay, is anyone? Basically, it was like awkward silence. They were all just kind of sitting there, like. She came and greeted them, sat down, and then was waiting for somebody to be the first one to like pull her away. And then,
yeah, are you surprised that nobody did it? Like, what was the reason, do you think?
I think they just don't have a clue that that's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
I don't think that they, well, I guess Bennett said, so Bennett was like, yeah, I'll take you. But while she was talking to Bennett, she was like, okay, I'm so distracted. And she went back and chewed them out about it. But Bennett said something like, oh, yeah, I think we're just all like having fun hanging out. And like that really triggered her to say, like, oh, so you don't care if I'm here kind of a thing. So she went back.
There was a lot of guys saying a dumb thing on this episode. That was one of them. Another one was Yosef being like, you're being crazy. We weren't doing that. And it's like,
yeah. Not the right way to say that, but yeah, Yosef like is not not my favorite. he's the actual villain on the season. But do you think it was fair of her to like go back? Do you think that was warranted?
I'm torn about this because somebody who loves attention would be upset if I wasn't getting attention even though it was my show. But like you said, maybe the guys just didn't really know what was going on. Maybe they thought they were just all gonna like talk first, or you know, they didn't want to step on each other's toes or whatever.
Yeah, I think depending on how like the first part of the date was, like if it was Claire kind of guiding things or Chris Harrison, then they might think like, okay, well maybe something else is happening because it's quality time, and are we all gonna get separate quality time? Or yeah, it was like the first date for everybody. So I'm sure word got back after that date to the rest of the guys to that like that was an issue, and so I don't think it's gonna happen again, because we'll see like at the cocktail party where it's Fartbox Zach is like trying to get her to like pull her away right away, and then she shuts him down. So it's like I don't think they can really win. It depends what mood she's in.
I think Claire is maybe not the most consistent bachelorette we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she's a little more flighty, like she is tied to her emotions a little bit more, which is exactly what we wanted from her. I think that makes it interesting. I think it makes it interesting that she is willing to call out the guys, whether it's justified or not. Yeah. I don't mind it.
Right. Yeah, no, I think it was a good message to get across. It was just, I thought it was weird to kind of leave Bennett. But like she said, it's like, I'm not going to be able to listen to what you say. So I'm not somebody that holds things in. So I'm just going to go take care of this right now. And aside from Yosef, I think they all took it pretty well. Riley got really upset that Yosef said, I'll speak for everyone and say, you know, is that something that you think was the wrong thing to say? I think the crazy was what bothered me, but
I maybe think it wasn't the right thing to say, but I thought Riley was getting a little I mean, I don't know, it's just you whisper to Claire like, Yosef's a fucking moron, like, don't listen to him, like, you know, that's what you do. You don't, I mean, I get it, like, he doesn't want that being put on his name that he said that, like, he doesn't want Claire to go home and be like, all the guys thought this about me, and I think that's fine.
He
probably just doesn't like Yosef, so anytime he does anything, it's going to be more like, this guy's an a-hole.
Right, and that's not the person you want speaking for you. If it was someone else, like if Bennett was like, I bet I could speak for everyone by saying that we're all for you or something, then no one was going to have a problem.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Did any other one-on-one time stick out to you on this quality time portion?
I mean, Dale, of course, because it's just like, it's like we're all just waiting for Dale time, and Claire is too.
Claire, yep. Yeah, it's she said like, I couldn't wait to see him, so I had to put him on this first group date. You know, it would have been maybe probably also too obvious if he got the first one-on-one as well.
Yeah.
So. I haven't really changed from my theory that they were talking before. Just again, their one-on-one conversations. It's like, you know, I was praying for your mom, and it just seemed like this, that she was said, like, even though it's so early, like, this is where I'm at. Like, I have such strong feelings. He's like, I do too. So, and I don't feel like I've seen enough to like base it on, based on their interactions in front of us on the screen.
No, I totally agree.
But I was listening to the Chatty Broads podcast that has Becca Martinez as a co-host, and she and her co-host Jess are convinced that they're on the side that she hasn't, and that she just like stalked him the whole time on Instagram. Because I guess they were saying that she had done the Bachelor Happy Hour podcast and was talking about how she did like watch Instagram stories of everybody, and a lot of the guys were partying and not taking quarantine seriously, and that she was really tuned into Dale because he was like helping out his family and was only posting from home and like follow, you know. So it could be, you know, that could also be a good story. But yeah, that's interesting to like think about, that she could just watch everybody's life for 3 months.
I just don't think we're getting the full extent of the information. I don't think we ever will, which is kind of frustrating.
Yeah, they teased it like we might, but again, that's a preview, so I'm not sure that we will get anything. Riley gets the group date rose. He sort of did like a middle school dance with her while they were talking. Kind of cute, kind of weird, but again, at least she didn't give it to Dale, so there's some surprises in this episode. Then we have the one-on-one date. I was hoping for a little more razzle-dazzle for the first one-on-one date, because we had seen previews like where there's like a Ferris wheel brought in and all these. I thought they could do a lot more.
You don't think screaming to the abyss is enough of a date?
Forcing. This was a tie-in to Married at First Sight, like forcing the guy to write a letter to his younger self. Like, that's something that the experts on Married at First Sight, they had them do with their couples on last week's episode. And it was really funny because this was a pretty strong couple, but the girl was like writing about like, oh, and you're like so exciting, you know, like meet the love of your life or whatever. And then the guy just wrote about like how, you know, don't sell this Pokemon card. Like, that's his advice to his younger self, and like, didn't mention his wife at all. And so that caused a little bit of a rift, but yeah. So, but this one, like, you had to be vulnerable, and felt like Jason was a little bit targeted here for this date. They must know something, right, about his past.
Yeah. Yeah. And I felt bad that he felt like he had to reveal everything. I feel like Claire is a little pushy when it comes to trauma.
Not a good thing.
No.
Yeah. And they, like, this is their first time like spending any time together, and they have to like read these letters, write these words about like things that you've been called in the past or that you felt about yourself. And it just seemed weird, like there was no context to it for us. So it should have been saved for like, it should have been up to Jason to decide, like, okay, when we have a one-on-one, at dinner, this is something I want to tell her about or something. But this was like the whole date was built around like, oh, you have something sad. And Claire wouldn't know that. So like for her, it would have to be like producer led, like this is the person that you should pick for this date. And yeah, it was very strange. And then at the end of it, she burned her dress that she from the finale of Juan Pablo's season, which that made me upset. Just like that could have been auctioned for charity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was wasteful. But
do you think it was the actual dress?
It looked like it.
Yeah.
And then it was funny. She got like kind of offended when he's like, yeah, that dress was bad. And like, I thought it was cute.
It's like she. I don't know. It's like she's, I don't know how to describe it. It's like she's always fishing for something, but once she gets what she's fishing for, she's like, well, what do you mean you don't like that?
Right. Dress? Like,
it's like, dude, it was like 7 years ago. Like, nobody likes the dresses from 7 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it was fine to burn it in that sense. It's like, it's not in style anymore. So, yeah, that's funny. But yeah, he just seemed like someone that would have been a lot better on any other kind of date. Would have been more fun to watch. And you just see him screaming. And again, this was a date where it was like normally there'd be like some woo-woo person like helping them along or something, and maybe that would have made it more interesting. But it just seemed like a weird dynamic to have Claire being like, okay, now you do this or you tell me this. And so I guess I don't know, I'm not that hopeful for now, like what they're gonna do for like these one-on-one dates. I was hoping they'd be like more exciting, but Dale's gonna get a good one-on-one date. We know.
Oh my
that
god, much, right? They're gonna like roll out the red carpet for Dale.
Exactly.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
The final group date is dodgeball. Typical in the sense that it's a competition date. We always have one of those, an early group date. But not typical they decided to make it a strip dodgeball date. How did you feel about this whole segment?
It's not like my thing.
Yeah.
I'm very much a prude. I wear denim shorts in the shower. No, that's an Arrested Development joke. I obviously don't do that. It's not my thing. I do feel like if this was women doing it, like if it was reversed and the women were playing strip dodgeball, I feel like we'd feel very differently about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that they didn't have to take their jock straps off at the end. That was a choice.
Yeah, why did they all choose to do that except for one? Yeah. They had to wear like jockstrap thongs, like under, they had their whole uniforms prepped for them. So it was obviously planned that it was gonna be this strip dodgeball, and one team just decimated the other team. Even when they were down to one player, like he just continued, they just won. So I don't know if they could plan for that exactly. I don't know if dodgeball is a skill they would know people had, but didn't seem like very balanced teams. I think they were probably hoping for a little more balance, so to extend out. Because she, at one point, just made the other team take their shirts off anyway.
Yeah.
Because they were winning. They didn't have to do it. Yeah, it didn't seem like... Yeah, definitely not my thing. It seemed like it would be like a peer pressure situation where they feel like they all have to do that. Probably wouldn't have... Like, if a guy... One guy, like, didn't, and Claire didn't have a problem with it, which, that's good. But I don't think they really had a choice in being like, no, I don't want to, like, could have said, like, I don't want to participate in a date, but that probably wouldn't have gone over that well. So,
yeah. Like, and Yosef wasn't on the date, but he was very passionate about not liking the choice of the date.
Right.
And I thought I think they're trying to play him up to be the villain, but mm-hmm. I thought his reasoning was decent, was that, like, I don't want my daughter watching this and, like, seeing me do this. Mm-hmm. And I think another point that he didn't mention, or it wasn't Aaron that mentions, just, like, you don't want his daughter going to school mm-hmm. and, like, some other douchebag kid is like, I saw your daddy naked on TV last night. You know what I mean? Like, I get right. it.
Yeah, even if he shielded his daughter from it, like, it could get back to her.
Yeah, like, you're not telling me all the yummy mummies and, like, parent group aren't watching The Bachelorette. Like, come on.
Right. Yeah, so I think something about Yosef's delivery, because, yeah, I don't have a problem with what he was saying. It's just that it seems like he's, a lot of this is producers, and he's taking it all out on, like, Claire. How dare she? Do you think he's the one that's like, I expected a lot more from the oldest Bachelorette? Is that Yosef?
I'm starting to think it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I like that he could, you know, that he cared that much about a date that he wasn't on. Because, mm-hmm. like, but yeah, something about the way he's saying it just seems like really, like, putting everything on Claire, and like that he just doesn't. Because he got so mad that she spoke to them at that date. Like, that's what angered him at first. And then now it's like he's finding everything to be mad about. And he took offense that she kind of, like, had an issue with them not grabbing her or whatever right away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's yeah. like, that's in her right to bring that up. That's how she was feeling. And she did it in a fairly respectful way. And I think because she sort of shut him down when he was like, you're crazy, if you know, like, if she had, like, accepted how he said that or whatever. But yeah, I think he was in the wrong there. So I don't think this confrontation is going to go very well next week when he's bringing this up to her. I was also very offended with them sitting on the couch and putting throw pillows on them, like they were naked the whole way back home. And I was on Bennett's side that they need to get a cleaner in there right away. So that was, like, you know, resorts, sure. hotels, they don't clean all these things right away anyway. No. So, yeah.
We also lost somebody on this date, actually.
This was so uncomfy.
What's his name again?
Brandon.
Brandon. So Brandon goes to talk to Claire and says, I never thought I would be on The Bachelorette. It's not something that ever crossed my mind until it was you who was The Bachelorette. Great line.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately for him, that's where the joy ends. Because Claire asks a very simple question. Why is that? And he cannot answer it. He cannot give an answer of, like,
if you told me he was a robot that had been, or an alien that had been pre-programmed, like, with a few lines, I would believe it, because that he could not even improv anything.
Nothing. Just like, he was like, I don't know. I haven't seen her season. And it's like, she's been on like 45 seasons. You couldn't have looked up one clip on YouTube during quarantine
Instagram.
For 4 months. Like, mm-hmm. nothing. Come on, man.
Just listen to, like, Chris Harrison introduce her, or the toast she gave, or something. Like,
or just make something up. Like, yeah. You're so strong-willed and bright, yeah. and you light up a room evidence. Every time you walk into it. Like, it's not yeah. that hard.
Right. And then he even was like, can we not talk about, like, he was like muttering something, can we not talk about this now? I was like, what? Like, that was so strange. He was yeah. And so then she just got rid of him, because what else can you do at that point?
I mean, fair and reasonable. I'll see you later.
I loved hearing Chasen retell it, because the guys, obviously the other guys, were like wondering what happened that weren't on the date. And he was just like, yeah, she said she had been in superficial relationships before and didn't want that, or something. Like, it basically made it seem like, oh, he was just good looking and that's it. But it was like, no, he offended her by not being there for her and saying he was. Like, it was just mm-hmm. obvious, like, not there for the right reasons. And what was funny too is that was like right after, so we had Blake Moynes show up, and if he never said the word balls again, I would be happy. But it was like, I have to show her I have balls, because, you know, half the guys did not make it to the second portion of the date because they lost. And you know, we've seen people break the rules on this many times, but
well, what did you think of this? What did you think of him doing this?
Normally I'd be fine with it because they're probably just like two doors down, and but he came across so like wishy-washy about it that like he was sort of like, oh, I want to show you how to bowl, so here I am.
Like, do you think it was that? Like, do you think it was like, I wonder if he picked up on Claire's weird energy and then was not as confident about it. Cause she was really odd about it. Cause as soon as he did it, I was like, I like this move. Yep. I think that's a smart move just to go say like, hey, thinking about you. Wish we had more time. Head back to your dorm.
Right.
But she, and I thought she was going to be super into that because she liked the rule break. She liked this. She liked that. I feel like she's giving Blake a lot of signals that maybe aren't
genuine,
or if Blake has would see how she is with Dale, that he would kind of get the picture.
Right.
But yeah, she was like, didn't seem to be happy about it. She wouldn't kiss him. But then in the cocktail ceremony, she pulls him aside first.
Right.
After somebody's like, hey, like, I'll steal you first after like she's being like, told. No. And she's like, actually, I'm going to talk to Blake first, and then gives him a rose. And is like, just wanted to let you know that I did like that. It was, like, I feel like she's giving him some mixed signals here.
Yeah. Every time, like, you know, the first night where it's like she pulls him aside, you know, you were the only one that broke the rules and you think he's going to get eliminated. And then again, I was like, is she going to eliminate him here? Like, I want to talk to you about what you did. And yeah, her tone was like, yeah, like, it's just, I feel bad for the guy because, you know, now he's like, says he's on cloud nine again because he gets that rose. But then it's also putting a target on him, which already was on him because the guys did not like that he showed up. So
I think he's going to get whiplash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like, wait, I thought you wanted me to be the rule break. I think too, he's like, doesn't seem like the rule break kind of guy, but he's just like, well, this is what she likes. And, you know, I think he was just genuinely concerned about her and wanted to reach out and say like, hey, I hope you're doing okay over quarantine, you know? And then now it's like, well, yeah, I should probably go show up there, or was, you know, coerced into doing it a little bit, like prodded, like, hey, like, if you're upset that you didn't get one-on-one time, why don't you just go show up? So, yeah, I think he didn't come in confidently, but yeah, it could have been a reaction to how she was weird about it. When you'd think her eyes would light up and be like, oh, hey, like,
you're like, after, yeah, after the too. First date, she's like, you guys have to like want to be with me, and then he's like, hey, I want to be with you, and she's like, oh, yeah, I can't kiss you right now, yeah, oh, the other guys, like, it was
there were no guys there watching or anything, like, she could have just like reciprocated that.
She's just not super consistent.
No, that's very true. Chasen ends up getting the group date rose on this date. There was a little bit of
Chasen,
what's that?
Whom's just Chasen?
Yeah.
Is that a real Chasen person on the season?
There's a Jason, there's a Chasen. He is very dull, I think. Very monotone. She was talking to him about how she didn't go to prom. He was talking about how he was bullied for being short, which he's not short right now. And then they kiss, and he said it was like something that you'd see in a fairy tale. But it was just, yeah, a typical, like, first night kind of kiss. So I don't know what fairy tales he's reading, but he did get the group date rose. Let's see, anyone else have interesting one-on-one time? There was some controversy. I saw prom gate that Claire said she didn't go to prom, and then someone on Instagram was like, you went to prom with my husband, here's a picture. And then Claire commented, like, why did you save this photo? And this is not
And
prom.
Also that she was like, well, this was a different dance. This wasn't prom. Like, there's other school dances.
Right.
So there's like, I don't know. If I could get my hands on any photos of Ethan at prom with his ex-girlfriend, I think I would frame them and put them up in my office.
That's so funny.
Like, I would cherish
Does his mom
that.
Have them?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look. Maybe I should look through his Facebook right now. Ethan has not changed he changed his Facebook profile picture.
Okay.
The week we met.
Okay.
And hasn't changed it since.
Are you in it?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh my gosh. That's funny. Did he change his status to married?
No. I didn't even put we were dating on there. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. I have to. This is a hilarious photo from prom.
You found
his
it?
His prom date is not in it. But it's hilarious. I'll send it to you.
Nice.
I'll send it to nobody else though. Yeah, so whatever. Where are we? Yeah, who gives a shit? Prom's stupid anyway.
Yeah. I mean, she did have that prom dance with Riley just, you know, one date before. So, I mean.
Okay, I did find one picture of him and his ex-girlfriend on his Facebook. Oh, there's another one. Oh, that might be prom. Oh, is that prom? No, I think that's like a semi-formal.
I love the idea of it being like over your desk while you're podcasting in your office.
Like if I printed it out and didn't tell him, how funny would that be? Like he just, because he gets ready in my office every morning. If he just walked in.
We know he's
in,
not listening, so.
No, he's not listening. He barely listens to me in person. Never mind, like. Extra credit listening. Anyway, enough about Ethan's Facebook profile pictures.
All right. Well, I don't know why this episode had to be a to be continued, but we did not get a rose ceremony. We just saw Blake getting the rose. And it seems like they're really trying to draw out
Claire's the amount season. Of time they have with Claire. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, because this is, there was not enough, like, what's the cliffhanger? Just that Yosef's gonna say something to her, and then we see the preview, like,
yeah, I think so. Yeah, and then he's gonna leave,
gonna band together and leave. Oh, and then they're gonna roast Dale or something at a comedy date, like the guys are picking up on that she likes Dale, so I think anyone could pick up on that. All right, let's jump into questions. This is an email from George. Hi, ladies. I am so glad you are back. First, I have a suggestion for later in the season. Once we get past Claire, and if you decide to do a delayed draft, we can discuss that later. Oh, well, that's later news. Yeah, we do have ideas for, you know, doing a draft for Tayshia's portion, if, like, things line up that way, and they're not spoiling it in any venues that we would see. But first, tonight's episode. After that first group date and her one-on-one date with Jason, did it feel like Claire and the guys were going to counseling sessions, not dates? Also, I stopped the show in the middle of her date counseling session with Jason to write this. I've always enjoyed the shows of this franchise. It was a guilty pleasure to laugh at how ridiculous the concept turns out to be each season. But knowing some spoilers combined with knowing Claire's past history on the show, it feels like she has a lot of stuff still to work out in her own life before jumping into a serious relationship. Looking forward to my upbeat, lighthearted show to return. George.
Yeah, this may not be the best format for Claire for dating. I think that has been proven time and time and time and time again. But good for her for keep trying.
Mm-hmm. I did feel like maybe she had some influence in these dates. Because they didn't seem like typical. It seemed like they could do more to, with what they have to work with and the team they have, even in quarantine. I think they could do more of like the, you know, set up a mini golf course, set up like a really elaborate dinner or something, or some kind of, yeah, activity. They can bring in, I think, I'm sure they're limited on what kind of experts they could bring in because people would have to quarantine, but. You know, I'm sure somebody would do it. They had a referee at the dodgeball game. We got a question. Somebody tagged us on Twitter. Like, did that guy remind you of Rob? But I don't know if I saw enough of him to be able to comment.
He didn't remind me of Rob. He reminded me of Fessy from, like, The Challenge and Big Brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you think that was just like a resort worker that they recruited? Or a producer?
Yeah, no, it was a resort worker they recruited.
Like, anyone know?
I forgot. I have a question that got sent to my DMs from Mandy. She said, how many weeks are we teasing the drama out? It has to all blow up next week, right? I don't think it is. I think we're getting at least another 2 weeks with Claire.
Like every night, like they say, like, I know it's only been two nights, but they'll be like, tonight on The Bachelorette, and they show the scene of like them all walking out and calling her out, and it doesn't happen that episode. So, I mean, I think we're going to get, so everybody in the U.S., there's an election coming up, but that's a Tuesday, and so there's obviously not going to be Bachelorette that night. So I'm wondering, like, does everything finish before then, in which case that's only, like, is that only 2 weeks from now? You know, like, are we only going to get one more? It makes it seem like it's next week, but I don't trust
her. I just don't think it is. I just think we're going to get at least another week.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to delete Twitter from my phone for like a week straight. Not for this week in November. Yeah.
Yeah. It's coming up.
Coming up fast.
Let's see. Milena Locagenas. How many ball jokes would Jeff Probst have made if he was the host of the dodgeball date?
Like, so many more. Like, I feel like there weren't as many ball jokes as expected, but maybe it's because they already were like, we're pretty crass with making them strip, so let's not push it.
Right. Yeah. I think Chris was thrown off by having to kind of like just do it with Claire and not have like, well, sadly, couldn't have Fred Willard there as he passed away. But yeah. Somebody, usually there'd be somebody else. Josh Creek, what other items from Bachelor Bachelorette lore would you like to see thrown in a fire?
The high heels that Ashley Iaconetti's sister tried to walk in the sand with.
The fairy tale that Nick wrote for Andy. Really unflattering pictures.
Chad's lunch mate.
Yeah.
Although that would be delicious on the fire.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of like a really bad costume or something.
Like the cupcake car? Like, let's turn that.
Yeah. And here's another email from Caitlin from Auburn. Hi, guys. Can we agree that this is the Big Brother OTT of Bachelorette seasons? With the DIY feel of these dates and the guys being so indignant about Blake not following the rules, I couldn't help but be reminded of BBOTT's low-budget competitions and Chrissy reading the rule book. Love the podcast.
I love this comparison. I didn't watch that season, but I absolutely followed along with it.
Right, same.
It does very much feel like that.
Yeah.
Same time of year.
This should have been only on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was also during an election.
Oh, man.
That was 4 years ago that OTT was
on? No. Yeah. Yeah. And it feels like they're never going to acknowledge like the season again, which they never like. They don't bring back the OTT for All Stars or anything.
Was that when they did the So You Think You Can podcast competition? During OTT?
Was that during that? That could be.
I feel like maybe. Aren't you glad we didn't have to do an OTT or a So You Think You podcast and we just got handed our positions for some reason?
Exactly.
I'm still shocked that we do this every week. Happy birthday, Rob, by the way. Yeah. You're not listening to this either.
Yeah.
You for some reason trust us to do this on our own.
Yeah, but we will bring in guests. Yes. But we launched a network, Haley. So
we launched a network. Now all you bitches listen to it. So you're welcome, everyone.
That reminds me, I got a text because you get really annoying texts from people reminding you to vote. And they're like, can you remind three people that to vote? And or, do you have a voting plan? And it's like, yes, I already voted. But like, you cannot like end these texts. And so then I'm like, yes, I'll remind three people, but I can't think of three. I'm not friends with anyone that like does not already have a plan
wouldn't
to vote.
Be voting. Like, yeah, like you shouldn't be friends with people who don't have plans to vote.
So I just like say, yep. And then they're like, great. What are their names? So then I'll remind you. I'm like, I try to be polite. So I'm just going to remind everyone that's listening. There's got to be more than three people to make sure you have a plan to vote November 3rd.
Make sure you have a plan to vote and make sure you vote early. Safe. What's that? And be safe when you're voting.
Yes.
Don't wear any clothes that may give away who you're voting for. I believe I read that that is illegal in some states.
Oh, really?
Don't take a picture with your ballots. That's illegal in some states. Yeah. Don't do anything that's going to invalidate your vote. So just be smart. Just be smart, guys. Mm-hmm. I trust you guys. Although I shouldn't, because you're spending your time listening to a bachelorette podcast. So no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, just make sure you have a voting plan. Vote early. Don't vote often. Also illegal.
Right.
Stand up for people who are victims of voter suppression and try to embolden them. Although they shouldn't be in that position anyway, because it's unfair and unjust and unlawful. But, you know, that's a different podcast. And this is not Pod Save America, and they're smarter than me, so you should listen to them instead.
Exactly. Felipe Shimon, you've had all of quarantine to Google Claire Crawley, yet can't come up with one reason other than her looks to be invested in her. Why is this the guy people are clamoring to be on VIP? Is that happening? I didn't know that.
I don't know.
He's like pretty, but
is he? Really... Like, he's fine. He's not. I mean, although he would look at me and be like, "No, I'm okay."
I think in a still photo, like he had a really strong photo. I think you and I both were very attracted to personality and sense of humor and like intelligence. So you have to have something behind that face. And I think like he was immediately like, as soon as he started speaking, I was like, ugh. But yeah,
he couldn't come up with one nice thing to say.
No. And he was so thrown off by like her questioning him even. So I think he's just, yeah, not used to people challenging him at all. So yeah, I'm with you, Felipe. Cindy Bolin. Okay, I just can't get behind Claire making the guys strip. Would we be okay with this if the Bachelor asked the girls to strip? Nothing. No, so why is it okay for Claire? Take off their shirts. Okay, go down to boxer briefs or Speedo. Sure, but jockstrapped nothing feels a bit crossing of the line. To then also make them walk across the resort with nothing on. Hashtag newbie take.
I agree, but I don't want to put it all on Claire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she said like, hey, I have this idea, but it was given to her. But yeah, I don't think it's good either way. Remember that we had that date where it was like, was that Hannah Brown season where she had to like bungee jump naked, but it wasn't like technically naked, but still it's like,
yeah,
I think that's one thing with the lead to be like, cause they have to approve the dates, I think at least some awareness of them. So, but yeah, they could have just done like shirts off, Speedo or something. Like, why did it have to be jock straps? And I don't know why. I would have been so uncomfortable if I was Claire. That's like, I don't know if she was expecting them to like fully take it off.
Again, I am a prude, so yeah. It is not totally my thing.
Yeah. So I hope they felt like they could, you know, speak up. I was glad that there was at least one guy that was like, yeah, I'm gonna leave this on. Mm-hmm. Debbie Chang, has there been anything substantive, I can say that, in the conversations.
That makes one of us, yeah. I would not be able to.
In the conversations they've shown between Dale and Claire that explains why he's her favorite, or is he just taller and hotter than most of the other guys there?
I really can't wrap my head around it, except like there's something we're missing and we're not being told and we're not going to get told. So I'm almost happy that that this section of the season is going to end a little earlier, because I just don't think it would be particularly satisfying.
Yeah, I already feel like kind of checked out when she's like having these conversations with these other guys that in a way that I wouldn't normally. And normally I'm like, oh yeah, I can see something there. But now I'm just like, okay, it's clearly not any of these other guys. And it's like, is she putting on an act? Is she just sort of like it felt with like Jason that she was just more like practicing being a life coach. Like maybe that's her next move. And it's like, okay, like I'm going to help him out. Like he's a nice guy. And you know, it just felt like that. Like she was having these conversations, but it wasn't really, it seemed like she likes having those types of conversations, but it didn't seem like she was really giving them a chance. Whereas if it was a normal season, I feel like I would really be liking her as the lead and be really invested in what way it could go. So even if she was like really into one guy at first, I feel like it would be a different dynamic. Annie Abrams. I need like a strong pitch on this season because I am caught up doing schoolwork and usually watch, but Peter's season bored me.
I think we're going to see something we've never seen before. So I think you should at least tune in for the next couple episodes. There's no need for you to go back and watch the last few.
Right.
Just tune in, see what happens. Give Tayshia a chance and, you know, we'll go from there.
Yeah, I like the dynamic of the guys. I'm kind of curious to see, you know, there's obviously some of them that I don't like, but I'm kind of curious to see how it works when they bring in someone new. So, yeah, I think tuning into like kind of seeing that fallout and how they're going to handle this transition will be interesting. But, yeah, I don't think there's anything that you need to go back and see. Maybe limo entrances or something just to get a sense of the guys. But Ava Pickett, what gift would you give Claire for the love language date? What's something you pack that you would be willing to give up but also seem like a thought out gift? I'm trying to think what I would have on a typical, like, what's in my like travel bag, even if I'm going on like a
if I'm me and I'm dating Claire, mm-hmm. I would maybe give her like a bottle of nail polish or something, be like, this color reminds me of you or something.
Yeah, I think what I would have, like,
because I like my stuff. If I'm bringing my stuff with me, yeah. It's because I like that stuff. I don't like getting rid of my stuff.
Right, exactly.
I'm a stuff have a pair person. Of, I can't be minimalist. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I usually have a pair of, like, slippers or something, but I don't know that you'd want to give that to someone else because it wouldn't be like, I don't want to wear your slippers. Maybe a scarf, but yeah, I'm with you. Like, I don't want to give them away. Like, but yeah, I don't bring as much with me anymore because quarantine. Maybe like a mask. Here's an extra like cloth with like a pretty fabric. Like, I can always use an extra one of these now, and yeah, it's been washed. It's fine. but that's a good question.
Tell us what you would bring. Tell us what you'd give Claire.
It makes
tell
me think what you'd of give like, us. I had read somewhere like when I studied abroad, they were like, bring stickers for the kids in your host family or like kids on the street or whatever. Like, they have like random, like weird things in their packing list. But it's like making me think like, should you always just like have something on hand? Or I've read like people getting $2 bills, which are really rare. You know, you don't get them in the US, but like go to the bank and get $2 bills and give those out as tips or something. And like, not like you'd only give one, but just like something different to like put on the table or something. So I'm like, yeah, maybe if like you just pack something random to give away. But yeah, it's gonna, I don't see anyone anymore, so I can't even think of that. Mm-hmm. Allison Hoden, rank the love language gifts. The dirty t-shirt was the worst, right?
Yeah, I think so.
What's the best? It's one of those things that like if you were actually dating the person, you would like getting it, but
yeah. I like books. I don't know. As long as it's not like a pretentious book.
I would have liked to see the whole like the box within the box. Because was there something in it at the end or was it just boxes? Because they didn't really show the like the final reveal, or was it the fart box again? Like, here's the mooning farting thing. How did he get all? Why did he have all those boxes with him too? Like, that was weird. Lindsay Ramirez, if you were Bennett and Claire left you alone to go scold the other men, would you be upset? I'm an introvert, so I feel like I would be happy to have the alone time.
I would be upset. I'd be like, what? I'm not good enough for you. And then I would hold on to that forever.
Yeah, I think if she was really into him or whatever, it'd be like, yeah, that really bothered me. And you just sit and like talk it through with him. It didn't seem like he was bothered, but also like I didn't ever see him return to the date. So I think he was chill to just like relax back. Like maybe he went back to his place. Will Holston. Oh yeah. We already asked that one, but here's another one. If you went on a date with a guy you knew you were never going to end up with, would you ask him to spill all of his deep family trauma to you over a fire pit? Related, is it weird that Claire keeps bringing up Juan Pablo's season asking all of the men if they've watched it? Why would she want them to have watched it? It's a good point, because usually it's like a turn on when they're like, yeah, I didn't really like see your season, I'm just really interested in you or whatever.
Yeah, I just I don't love being like, I know I'm marrying Dale, but please tell me about your parents.
And tell America, tell everyone that's watching.
Tell your parents who are watching. Ugh. They're out there dirty laundry.
Yeah, very uncomfortable. Plus, like the clip they showed, like in the preview, it was like, I don't know what kind of demons are going to come out. And you're like, oh, is this like a scary guy? Like, what is it? And it was just, yeah, like things can be taken out of context too about him. Will Holston, this is a dark joke of a question, so I apologize in advance, but I think the subject of the question would appreciate the gallows humor. Did Fred Willard die to avoid having to go to that strip dodgeball game?
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah. Has Haley ever, this is Justin Feinberg, has Haley ever spotted a lizard in Canada? Do Canadian lizards exist?
This may be the dumbest question I've ever asked. Are snakes lizards? Or are they different? Are they just snakes?
Yeah, I think, I mean, they're all amphibians, right? That's what I think.
Okay. Anyway, I Googled it. There are, and I came to simplywildcanada.com/lizards_of_canada.html. So here are some Canadian lizards. A short-horned lizard. Oh. Northern alligator lizard.
Oh, that sounds exotic.
Five-line skink. Mm. Prairie skink.
Of a skink.
A western skink. Common wall lizard.
Any newts?
Those were introduced. I mean, I guess, I would think.
I think we just have newts here. I don't, I've seen, unfortunately, I've seen slugs, snails. I haven't seen lizards. Like, lizards is always, like, the thing that I'm, like, excited to see in, like, a tropical location. Like,
right.
Whereas, you know, people that live in those climates are probably like, yeah, we see these all the time. But it's like, oh, I found a lizard at the resort or whatever. That was Blake that was excited about that, right?
Yeah, I see snakes on my walk.
Yeah.
Not on my walk, sorry, on my forest walk.
Oh, okay.
I like seeing them.
Really?
They're little weird slithery bodies.
Yeah.
I love the way they move. They just go shoo, 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 and that's just like the way they live.
Yeah.
I love them. I love them.
That surprises
I like
me about
them.
You. I'm surprised.
I don't like big snakes. I just like the little gardener ones that are just like little slithery boys. That's I think they're fun.
Yeah.
Would I pet one? Like, no. But I do like to look at them.
Our last question has me very excited for if we ever get VIP. He says, this is Andy McIntyre. How fancy will Bennett's cabana be on Bachelor in Paradise?
I'm hoping he just has like his own wing of the resort.
Yeah, because that would not be like to his standards. Like, they're like open air. Like, there could be bugs and stuff. He's not going to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea of like, isn't he like 40 almost? Like, him being on VIP too, like, since Claire eliminated a lot of the older guys. So I like the idea of like him being like the Nick Vial, the resident older guy. That is it for questions. Anything else that we did not cover or that you would like to promote, Haley?
I can't think of anything else we would have to cover. If you have a long form question for us, email us at bachelorwrapup@gmail.com. If you're watching the Great British Baking Show, check out our podcast coverage on that here on the Wrap Up Network.
Oh, and if you have ideas, email us if you have ideas for how we might do like an abbreviated draft.
Yeah, exactly. And then you can check out my Instagram and Twitter at @hstrong_ and my blog strongtakes.ca. And I think that covers the gamut.
And you can follow me on Twitter at @RHAPRecapper.
All right,
everybody. Bye. Thanks for listening.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.